Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Remember, God loves you no matter what the world say, no matter how people come across. God loves you and he cares about you. Your best interest is in his heart. With all that in mind, he has a plan to get you out of the trouble you're already in. And he's motivated to help you out. But first, you got to believe on Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate plan. If you believe on him, the Lord knows how to undo all the activity set against you. And undo all the plans of darkness and the traps that Satan put in your path. He knows how to get you out of the trouble you're in. And it's very easy. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Now, bear with me a minute. If you look at the Lord and receive what he's saying, if you take time and learn the word of God for yourself, fill your heart with the word of God, you're going to have the vision you need to succeed. And you will succeed. You will not fail following God, following through. This is why your eye need to be single. You have to have, you can't get out of the darkness. You can't come out of the darkness unless you do it by your faith. Your faith comes from hearing God's word. The enemy, Satan, as powerful as he make himself seem, he's under our feet. Jesus put him under our feet. This is why Satan hates Jesus. This is why people, they don't like the name of Jesus, because the demons that's driving their life can't go beyond the commands of Jesus when somebody stands on his word and speak it. Now, I know people attempt to get things done, and they use the name of Jesus, and most of the time they succeed, and sometimes they don't have the faith to succeed. But you can have the faith to succeed if you receive the word. Your faith comes from hearing God's word, receiving it, and if you receive it in your heart, you begin to believe it. Once you believe it and you speak the word by faith, you change the facts in your body. You change the facts on the ground. You change the facts around you. You have to use the knowledge of God, and you have to receive it, believe it, and act on it. Otherwise, you're going to stay in the darkness, and your life will reflect the choice of staying in the darkness. Nothing will seem right. Now, the enemy comes in with illusions. Illusions. He wants you to believe that something out there is more powerful than God's present help. He wants you to believe that God is not going to help you. He wants you to believe that God is far away. He wants you to believe that the attacks of the enemy is just something that God is using this to see, to test you with. God gave us victory. The word teaches that God gave us victory, and we have to enforce it. God's word teaches that he gave us life, and we have to live that life. Now, let's look at what God told Adam in the first place. If we stick with what God said do in the beginning, we avoid a whole lot of trouble. He told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Remember that word, subdue it, and have dominion over it. This is what you have to do with your personal life. Be productive. You have to take time and learn. You cannot float through this life. That's the most dangerous decision a man can make. If you decide, I'm not going to learn anything, I'm just going to try to do it. You're in the middle of a war ground, a war zone. In the natural, If you tried to walk through a field during World War II when two enemies were shooting at each other, you can get killed. You can get your head literally blown off your neck. He said, be fruitful. He said, multiply. I said, Lord, what's your definition of being fruitful? Now, I understood what he was saying, but I want it more specific. Sometimes it's good for you to, it's healthy for you to ask questions when you want to know something. How can you learn from the Lord if you don't ask the Lord your questions? Be fruitful. In the natural, get an education. Get a skill going, something that you'll have a sellable skill. You don't have to die broke. A.G. Gaston used to say, find a void and fill it. If you want to prosper God's way, learn something. Learn how to be a blessing to people. Learn how to encourage people instead of discouraging people. Learn how to build people up instead of sowing discord. Be fruitful. Everybody I know that sow discord, they're going to end up in a terrible condition. And I know this. They're going to be they are the most miserable people I ever seen in my life. And it hardens their heart to where they start hating God. They don't start off that way. They sow discord. The way you treat man is the way you treat God. Over time, that discord is going to be so wretched that you won't be able to see your way out of darkness anymore. What if you go around and you pray the best conditions for your people? You point out the good instead of the bad. And then the bad that you do see, you encourage people to grow. You're open. The Lord told me one time, you need to be more frank with people. Now, with that in mind, I want to be constructive. And I want to say the right thing at the right time. I see my friends making a bad choice. I want to help them. So their life is precious to me. I could just go up and tell them what to do, but that doesn't always work. The timing could be off. So I say, Lord, how do I say what I need to say? Show me how to help my friend. And I pray for him. And then whatever the Lord put on my heart, that's when I do it. If he give me a dream, something that they know I have no knowledge, no clue of, the Lord will tell me what to say at the right time to help wake people up. You can be fruitful in him. Remember, everything you do in the Lord, do it in his strength, not yours. You don't have to know everything to be effective. That's the beauty of trusting God. If man can ever come to the point where they just trust God, they can be a blessing. The Lord have told me things about friends of mine that they were having trouble. One friend, the Lord showed me in a dream, all his friends that we grew up with was trying to get him on drugs. And it was weighing him down. But he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to do that. But he loved his friend. And I woke up, I said, Lord, what's going on? And he said, people are trying to get him on drugs. He said, and so I went and talked to him about it. And he told me he said, everybody's trying to get me on drugs. And I said, I know you love your friends. We love them, but you're going to have to get out of this environment for a while. So he moved across town and got strong. I'll never forget that. Now, how would I know something without the knowledge of God? God came to me with a dream. Now, also, the Lord is coming to Christians with dreams and visions and telling them things, and they don't understand it. Because when God's trying to tell you something, you need to search it out. You need to pray and get the answer. What helped me was I was studying the Word a lot. I was studying 15 chapters every day during that season. And I continue to do that. I study more now than I did then. I listen to the Word as I work. I listen to the Word as I fix cars on the side to do this radio broadcast. And I ask the Lord questions. Anything I want to know, I ask him so that I can be fruitful. And he said, multiply. When you help others see, you're multiplying. Not only financially, not only with children. People have limited that to starting a family. But this works for everything. This is where your vision comes. The more you learn from the Lord, the more vision you have. You have to understand this. Your ability to operate in faith increases. It doesn't diminish. And you begin to see things the way it really is. And you begin to know things that others can't tell. God is good, folks. He loves us. He's not going to do you wrong. And we have to have vision. We get it from the Word of God. These broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. This year's broadcasts are on the Living Letter, on the audio 4 page on newlivingletters.com. I want to get that in for the wonder pass. But God, we have to have the vision of God. We have to have a perception of who He is. Daniel said, "They that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits." It doesn't matter what's going on around them. If you know God, you can stand. People that have a vague understanding of God, they have trouble and they fall and they struggle. They live their whole life struggling. The enemy's trying to make them give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever surrender. What are you surrendering to? The enemy wants to keep you in darkness. He wants to keep you in ignorance. He has to dumb you down to defeat you. You are made in God's image. That's why the attacks are so severe. Now, we can't live without vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, well, let me back up. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases. This is 29:16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Contrary children may be aggravating, but correct them. Make sure you correct them while you can. Now watch this, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You have to have vision. So many people have seen their parents sin, do wrong. Now, the vision to trust God commonly comes from the first authority figures, which are usually the parents. So when they don't do right, it's hard to believe God. Unless you have friends and you see their parents have faith in the Lord and they do what's right. Now you have hope. Somebody has to give you hope. There are so many multitudes of people that have been hurt by the people that should have been representing God to them, and they represented the devil to them. Some girls grow up in the home, they're raped by somebody in the home. That shouldn't happen. That's not the heart of God. That's not how God operates. God hates that. He's going to judge those people. Some people are abused. Some people are neglected. Sometimes the parents get on drugs, and the children see all sorts of miseries. And then it's embarrassing to them. They have to go to school and get their lesson. They can't concentrate. They feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. I told you before, we were all born in a war zone. Some children have parents that did what's right, lived the life of God before them, and they have healthy lives. And they don't appreciate it because they don't know how bad it can be. They have no clue. We're all born in a war zone. We all live on the battlefield. We don't see flying bullets and bombs. Some people do, literally. But there are angels protecting us, and there are demons trying to hurt us, get us off track. We're all born on a war zone, whether you come from a strong family, a weak family, a harsh family, a very loving family. But if you learn who God is, God has countermeasures for you. He gave you the blood of Jesus to make you righteous. You got to believe it, and it applies. He gave you His word so that you can survive, so that you can thrive. Now, these broadcasts on New Living Letters, I'm telling you, There's more to this broadcast than this first 15 minutes. So to get the whole thing, go on that now. It's on that now. When you finish the first 15 minutes, you can go back and listen to the whole 30 minutes on newlivingletters.com. Very important. God loves us. He put things in place for us. Some people have been wounded. And you've tried and struggled to do right. You took your family to church. And you still feel trouble. You still have areas where you wish Jesus would just come take you out of here. You still feel the weight of the world on your shoulder. You still have the fear. Or you still have the struggle. Or you still have the memory. I'm going to tell you something about the Lord. And I'm not lying. God can give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And your most harshest memory will be, you'll know it, you'll remember it, but the sting of it will be gone. If you get a greater vision of who God is, if you get a greater vision of who God is and walk with Him and talk with Him, we all need to ask our personal questions to the Lord. Some people say, well, I pray, I don't get an answer. Yes, you do. Do it by steps. I'm going to tell you something about me. I grew up, my dad was a pastor. My mother was a loving wife, and she supported him in all that he did in the ministry. I would walk past my mother's bedroom at night going to mine. I lived at the end of the hall. Hers was to the right. And I would see her on her knees praying almost every night. And sometimes when she's studying, she'll come and show me a few points in the Word of God. This helped me. And it didn't happen all the time, but sometimes she'll say, come here, son, let me show you something. And she'll show me. She showed me how to pay a house off early. She showed me how to pay the principal, how to get out of debt. I happen to have a blessed and good, blessed parents. But I wasn't saved till I was 20. When I first got saved, I wanted to know so many things. I researched the Word. I said, I don't want to just be saved. I want to get to know Jesus. So I studied. I continually studied everything that he said, everything that he taught. And sometimes I didn't really disagree. I didn't really agree. I said, well, why did he say it this way? I got to turn the other cheek. I said, but I trust him. So that's what I'm going to do. And I kind of prepared myself not to retaliate too quick. Because I grew up, I would fight. If I had to fight, I'd fight. I didn't go looking for a fight. I didn't fight that much. But if somebody tried to take my motorcycle or my bicycle, I'd fight. If somebody picked on somebody much younger, I'd fight. But I didn't want to fight. My daddy was a boxer. So I started learning how to box. And I boxed one of my friends, and I hit him so many times I felt sorry for him. I said, I can't do this. You don't supposed to feel sorry for somebody if you're a real boxer. And I didn't have a passion for that. So, but I'll fight if I have to. But I had to learn to handle anger, stress, and everything God's way. I still fight because Paul said, I fight the good fight of faith. Over time, I learned to fight supernaturally. Now, I'm going to get back to the point I was on. I didn't hear from the Lord often. Every now and then, he may say something personal to me, and I cherished it. I wanted him to keep doing it. I learned to go in his presence through praise and worship, and I would be so, I couldn't compose myself. In God's glory and presence, you can't stand up. That's why people fall out. They're not faking. Some people may fake, but I saw a little girl come out of a worship service, and the glory of God was just on her. She was just in the spirit, and she was in the minivan, and her mother went to Kmart when it was open, and went and came back to the church, she was still in the presence of God. The girl was 9 years old. She, or you know, around 9 years old. They don't fake. This is real. People make fun of holiness and Pentecostal people because they feel the Spirit. Some people do carry on, but sometimes people are slain in the Spirit and it's real. Well, I learned to go in His presence, and sometimes He would talk to me. But when He told me, I said, Lord, I want to live everywhere like I am. And when I'm in Your presence, I feel like I feel strong. But when I'm out here at my job, I feel weak again. I said, I want to be like when I'm in the prayer room. I said, you know how to do it. Take me there. Show me how to live this way. But it required a healthy study of the word. Do the first steps. Be faithful with what God already said. Fill your heart with His word. But I don't read good. Get the Bible on CD. You can get it on your smartphone app. You can get a Bible. They sell it at the Christian bookstore, and it's not that expensive. And don't tell me you can't afford it, because when people drink beer and cigarettes, that costs as much as a car. One day I calculated, if you steady to smoke and drink, it costs as much as a new car. They spend about $200 to $300 a month. If you take time and spend $11 to maybe $40, maybe $50 on the Bible. You know, they got it. They got it now. It's affordable. Save a dollar a day and in a month go buy it. But you can listen to the Word of God. Now, when you hear the Word of God enough, the Lord will actually help you learn how to read. I know a man that He taught him how to read. Nevertheless, study the Word. Fill your heart with His Word. That's going to give you vision. Jesus, the way you prosper in life, not just finances, in every way of life, Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Now, the example was for material things, but it also works for the to come out of the darkness you're in. When you've been wounded in life, you see the darkness as a big thing. And that darkness is trying to hide God from you. That's why the enemy set it up that way. It's a distraction. But when you fill your heart with the word, you have true vision. And you start seeing the whole plan of Satan for the small thing that it really is. And you start realizing that God was always with you. Sometimes God was carrying you. He's mighty in you. And you can start speaking to those mountains and they'll start reducing. Till they get to the size of an atom, and they have no more control over your life. You'll have the memories, you can remember it, but it has no more power over you. This can sound crazy if you don't do these things, but if you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're gonna know what the old preacher talking about. You say that old crazy preacher was right, and he ain't crazy. I understand how people feel. That's why I dedicate myself to do this assignment. And I will, until God come and get me or I'm dead, I'm going to preach His word. I wish people had more appetite for it. Because when you have vision, if you seek first the kingdom of God, you're going to have vision. And His righteousness. And His righteousness. And His righteousness. If you seek His righteousness, you're going to have foundation. Both of them are equal, but He put vision first because you're going to have a vision in order to seek His righteousness. When you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're going to have vision and a desire for what's right. And you'll know how to do this thing the right way. God is not asking you to, He's not asking you to supply the power. He's commanding you to seek Him, and He's going to supply you with the power. That's why so many people struggle all of their days. They don't understand. They're trying to stop smoking. They're trying to stop drinking. They're trying to stop lusting. They're trying to stop everything. They're trying to stop being angry. And they can't. And they're trying. And they trying. They go to church because they trying. And the only time they succeed is when they get the word of God on it in their heart. Then they have the vision and stability, the foundation, to deal with the problem. Now it's easy. Put your hand in your pocket and walk free. Look, stop working for righteousness. Our righteousness came from the blood of Jesus. Your faith in his blood. That's why you were made righteous. You can't make yourself righteous. Seek first his word. Seek first the kingdom of God. What did God give you? He gave you what you need. And his righteousness. His righteousness. Stop seeking yours. It's not enough. It'll never get you where you want to be. You're going to have the vision of God's word in you. How did David kill that giant? He didn't see a giant. He saw how big he was. But that giant had no control over David's will. Had no control over. David was not in fear. He knew he had four more brothers, so he got 5 stones. He knew he wasn't going to miss. He knew he was fighting. He knew God would supply him with the victory. Just like you're going to do. Now, if you've been wounded by a dreadful past, the short version is this: fill your heart with God's word, receive his love, and go back and forgive everybody that did you wrong and love them. When you forgive people, they have no more power over you. When you stop, the love of God will help you drive out the fear and the dread of what happened. Listen to me good, I'm not lying. When you love them, that fear, you've driven out that fear, that satanic fear that he gets control over your life through your weaknesses, your hurts, and your fears. When you don't fear him, and when the vision of God's word to give you the strength you need, you're receiving a charge from God. A brand new battery that's sat on the shelf too long is good. But if it's lost its charge, it can't crank your car. Charge it up. The car going to spin good. It's going to crank it. I'm a mechanic. If a brand new battery sits too long, plugged up to a car, the residual drain will drain it in about a month, maybe two. Charge it up. It'll crank the car. You believed on Jesus Christ, ain't nothing wrong with you. Get charged up. So you can crank your car. I got a hard-headed wife. Charge your heart so you can crank your car. Charge your heart. You can love your wife. You don't need anything from her. And then for the wives, you don't need anything from him. We're complete in Christ. Charge your heart with the word of God. And God will show you how to help them. You'll be so strong, you won't need nothing from them, and you'll be able to help them come up. And if you get good at this, you'll know what to say at the right time. And the Holy Spirit will help you do it. Charge your heart so you can crank your car. Fill your heart with the word of God so you can live your life. So that you can be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Remember that word, subdue it. Undo everything that the enemy did to you and ask God for vengeance. Jesus said, God said, vengeance is mine. And I said, Lord, everything the enemy did against me, I want revenge. I always ask for revenge. I can't go out and kill Satan, but I can go out and kill Satan. I can't kill him personally, but I can expose him for the liar that he is. I said, Lord, when the enemy aggravate me, I said, Lord, I want revenge. I want you to help me say something that'll get thousands of people saved. I want you to help me, give me an anointing so that whatever I do in you, give me an assignment, give me something to do. I want revenge for what he did over here. I want you to help me help others, people. And, you know, God said, vengeance is mine. I don't let Satan hit me and I don't do anything. I can't punch him back personally. That won't do no good anyway. If I shot him with a shotgun and hurt him, that wouldn't help the situation. I want to wake people up. And the Lord is mighty. And if he helped me activate the right people, I'm throwing Satan a blow that he can't stop. You can do the same thing. Take back what the enemy stole. Now, in this series, we're going to deal with some things so you can take your family back, help them be promoted in life. God loves us too much. Life is too serious. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. He loves you.